This episode of the Grizz Podcast is sponsored by Covenant Eyes. I need Covenant Eyes, and I have recommended it for many years. Covenant Eyes has been helping people overcome pornography for over 21 years with their world-class accountability software and insightful educational resources. Covenant Eyes understands that people find freedom through supportive and authentic relationships. Covenant Eyes has been around long enough to know that porn, man, it affects everyone. I'm talking everyone. Did I say everyone? Everyone. Men, women, children, teens, college students, married, unmarried, Christian, non-Christian, guys in the ministry, women in the ministry. It affects everyone. And if you're struggling with porn in any way, we got one message for you. You're not alone, and we're here to help. Covenant Eyes has a special offer for all Grizz Podcast listeners, a.k.a. the Grizz Tribe. You get a free 30-day trial of Covenant Eyes by using the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, GRIZZIN, at checkout. Visit Covenant Eyes at CovenantEyes.com and enter that promo code at checkout, or you can use the link to get to Covenant Eyes that I'm going to put in the show notes. You'll be glad you did. I got Covenant Eyes installed on all of my devices to help me stay away from tempting, sinful junk that be coming at me, trying to take me out, bring me down. I need it. It is an extremely wise investment. So, CovenantEyes.com, and at checkout, use that promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N. Speaking of ZZ, man, one of the members of the classic rock group ZZ Top died this past week. What's that dude's name, man? I forget. Let me look that up real quick. Dusty Hill. Dusty Hill, he is the bassist. He died this past week. And, man, I love ZZ Top. And I know what some of you Pharisees are thinking right now. My, I can't believe you listen to ZZ Top. A lot of their music, man, it's not good. It's real sexual and has a lot of innuendos. Well, okay, then I won't listen to that song. But, you know, man, like, they're not Christians, okay? I'm not expecting them to sing about Jesus. I can appreciate talent, artistry. They were amazing. And I was rocking one of their songs this morning when I was at the gym, a little tribute. I'm going to play that in a minute. I'm going to sing along because I know how much you guys love when I sing along, when I rap along. Many of you have told me I definitely pursued the wrong career. I should have been a recording artist. I should have been a rap star or a rock star or both. It's possible. But God had other things for me, so it's cool. Anyway, I was playing that song. Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses too. Yeah, dude. Some of the Pharisees. Oh, I cannot believe you're singing. Dude, I'm singing that, and I'm thinking about my wife, okay? I can sing it. I can think about my wife in that way. That's right, because that song is Solomon right there. Yeah. Come at me, punk. You got nothing. Anyway, ZZ Top, give me all your loving. Let me play a little bit of that. Sing along. Just a tribute. I don't know where you're at, man. If you're on a treadmill, you got your air pods, buds, whatever they're called, in your ear. I don't know if you're driving down the road, going to work, leaving work. I don't know if you're in the office. I don't know where you are. On a bike? I don't care where you are. You know this song, a lot of you. Just sing along with the Grizz. Here we go. Oh, yeah, I love that beat. Here come the guitar. Come on. Sing along if you know it. Gotta have a shot. Cause what you got is oh so sweet. You gotta make it high. Like a boomerang, I need a repeat.
gotta give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses too. Give me all your loving, don't let up until we're through. Gotta whip it up and hit me like a ton of lead. If I blow my top, will you let it go to your head? Give me all your love and all your hugs and kisses too. Give me all your love and don't let up until we're through. That's good stuff right there, man. Thinking about my wife. That's right. I'm married. It's sanctified. Come on.
Welcome to the Grizz Podcast, my brothers. This is not your typical Christian podcast. So here we go.
What we do in life echoes in eternity. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
The thunder, well, now you've got it. Oh, yeah, y'all know what time it is. You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. Now here's our host, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Yo, yo, what is going down on my brothers from other mothers around the world? Today is Saturday, July 31st, 2021. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, your week, to tune in and listen to the Grizz Podcast. Dude, I really appreciate it. Seriously, man, thank you for listening. Man, I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're staying focused, staying strong, getting after it. If you're not, you're still at the right place because we are here to guide, encourage, and equip you, whether you're doing well or you're not doing well. Dude, we all struggle in so many different areas, in so many ways. We all fall short. Can I get an amen? Yes, I heard you in your truck. Thank you. Anyway, what's been going on with the Grizz this past week? My personal Bible reading. I have been reading through the book of Acts, but also dipping into the book of Psalms here and there. And then this morning I did some reading in the book of Romans, which I want to share with you in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you guys that I got a new Bible recently, and the one I got is an ESV, English Standard Version. It's made by Crossway. But what I like about this Bible is that it is a single column, wide margin journaling Bible. It is leather bound. I think I paid about $130 for it. I think I got it off of Christian Book Distributors, CBD Christian Book Distributors. Yeah, what are they trying to tell us with that? CBD. All right. Anyway, I think that's where I got it, but I'm really enjoying this Bible. The pages, the actual paper, feels like it's a little bit thicker for writing in my Bible. I like to take notes in my Bible. The Bible that I've had for about 10 years, it's pretty marked up and it's fallen apart. So it's time for me to put that sword in its sheath and put it on the bookshelf, and that one's going to go to my son after I pass away. This one, I'm thinking, is going to go to my youngest daughter, Gabrielle. So I just leave notes all along the way as I'm reading through scripture so that it's something that they can have in the future. Maybe my grandkids will have. So, but yeah, my other Bible was just falling apart. I thought about getting that one sent away to, there's a company that takes old Bibles and rebinds them and makes them better. It needs that. So I may do that. So anyway, I just wanted to recommend it to you guys. If you're looking for a new Bible, one that you can write in, take some notes in, this would also be a good Bible to teach and preach out of. If you like to write some of your notes in your Bible as you're teaching and preaching. Anyway, you do you, whatever. Romans chapter 12 really stood out to me today, and some of the practical commands this morning. And then as I went into chapter 13, the latter part of chapter 13, not the part about government, but the latter part of chapter 13 with practical commands just really stood out to me. You know, so much of the really basic practical commands for the Christian life, I am amazed, I shouldn't say amazed, I'm disgusted with myself at how much I'm falling short with just the basics of Christianity 101. This is how we should be living. This is what we should be doing. This is the way to be treating people, period. So I'm starting at Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty or arrogant, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. If possible, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Man, so much just practical wisdom, knowledge, application for our Christian lives right there, coming from ultimately God, but it was the Apostle Paul whom he used to write this to the believers in the city of Rome back in the first century. And then he goes on in chapter 13, talks about the role of government, how we're to respond to government. But then he gets into some more practical commands. And again, I get disgusted with myself, Jason George, at how often I see that I fall short of so many of these practical commands. So this is one of the reasons we got to continually remind ourselves of the same scriptures, the same truth, the same commands, to constantly just meditate on it, to keep our eyes in the book, guys, because we so easily get distracted and just get away from things, man, the way that we're supposed to be living this Christian life. Starting at verse 8, chapter 13, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment, they're all summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's a huge statement right there, man. All of the law. That's coming from the Old Testament. Every single thing that God's like, do this, don't do this. What does it all come down to? What should be the motive of all of it? It's not about legalism. Love is the fulfilling of the law. That's why we don't commit adultery on our wives, because of love. That's why we don't steal. That's why we don't murder. That's why we don't treat people the exact way they treat us. Give them evil for evil. You know what I'm saying? Love.
Besides this, starting verse 11, besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. That's a cool verse, because what he's doing there when he says salvation general, remember, you guys, I've gone over this before on the podcast with the episodes on sanctification. There are three aspects to our salvation. There's justification, sanctification, and glorification. He talks about all three aspects all the time in the book of Romans. This time, when he's using the term salvation, he's referring to our future glorification, the time when we are in our perfected, immortal body, our body that is incorruptible, it's undefiled. We're going to have that one day, and we're going to be in the presence of the Lord, and we're going to live there, and we're going to reign with him eternally. And it's not going to be boring. It's not going to be us just in white robes and playing a harp on a cloud. No way, dude. It's going to blow your mind what God has prepared for all of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so he says, for salvation, or I'll take some liberty here and say for our glorification, is nearer to us now than when we first believed. So you're closer to death than when you first believed, which for you means you're closer to glorification than when you first believed. Today, you are one day closer to glorification than yesterday. Don't look at it morbid or negative. Man, I'm another day older. I'm another day closer to dying. Dude, you're another day closer to gain. Gain, baby. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Paul says it's far better to go and to be with the Lord. I encourage you with that, my brothers. I lift you up. I admonish you with that. In other words, I'm trying to pump you up, hype you up. What does death have on us? Nothing. Death is a doorway for us to a better life, a better world, and eventually a better body. Better bodies, that's mild. Immortal, incorruptible, undefiled. We're not able to die, be injured, get sick, any of that. We don't need medications anymore. No more anxiety, depression, any of that. No more Lyme disease for me. I got to read this again. For salvation is nearer to us. Glorification is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then, look at what he does here. He gives us the truth. This is what's going to happen. And now here's how you need to respond, since you know what's going to happen to you. So you're going to be glorified. That's coming. Today, you're closer to it than you were yesterday, baby. But here's how you need to respond to that. So the night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness. Talking about sinful deeds. Let's cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. What's the armor of light? Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Go look it up. Let us walk properly as in the daytime. Not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling, arguments, fighting, and not in jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Translation on that last verse of chapter 13, verse 14, where he says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Some translations say it like this, and it's accurate with the original language. Don't give yourself the opportunity to sin. Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Whatever you have, those things in your life, those triggers that you are still allowing in your life, whatever you have where you make it still very possible for you to go back to that old sin, he's saying, no, make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Give yourself no opportunity to sin. Don't just deal with the sin in your life. Deal with your triggers as well. Deal with those. And I'm teaching to myself right now, guys, because as I said before I read any of this to you guys, I was looking at all of this morning and I'm just like disgusted
with Jason George many times because I'm like, you know this stuff, but you're not doing this. You didn't do this week. And that's why you fell this week. That's why you caused the conflict in your home this week, because you didn't obey these basic Christianity 101 commands right here. Love. Abhor what is evil. Get the heck away from it. And cling. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with a brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. The way I treat my wife, outdo her in the way I show her honor. Show her more honor than she shows me. Yeah, but the wife is supposed to respect the husband. You're supposed to respect her. It says right here, outdo one another in showing honor. Dude, and well, she's supposed to submit to me, Ephesians 5. Listen, genius, read the whole freaking passage in its context, because before it ever says she's to submit to you, it talks about submitting to one another. It's a mutual submission. Outdo one another in showing honor. Dude, this was beating me up, man. This was roundhouse kicking me to the face. Seriously. And then it was putting a chokehold on me. The rear naked chokehold. Ah! I tapped out. I'm like, all right. Got an argument with my wife this week. I was so bad. I was so mad at her. I was literally like, I'm done. I'm done with this marriage. I'm done with her. I don't care. I don't care about the fallout with the kids. I don't care about the fallout with my ministry. I don't care. I'm done. I'm done in South Carolina. She's getting on my last nerves. Blah, blah, blah. She doesn't treat me like this. She's not listening to me like that. Blah, 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 blah. She's coming across all. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm moving to Alaska. I don't care. I'm going to go out. I'm going to be on one of those Alaska boats. I'm going to catch those crabs. I'll be the greenhorn. The Grizz Green, I don't care. I'm do something. I don't know what I'm do. I'm out of here. I mean, all these thoughts. Some of you are laughing because you're like, I was there this past week too. Dude, I've been so mad with my wife that I'm just like, I am done. I am freaking done. Who does she think she is? You know what it was over this past week? Paint colors. We're in a rental house right now. We're in the process of building our first home. It's the first home we've built together. It's a freaking pain in the butt a lot of times. Things we're going through, things we got to decide. You got to work together. You got to decide things together. I don't know a lot, guys, but you know one thing I do know? I know paint colors really well. I know what blends really well. You may say, like, that's your feminine trait. I don't know if you want to be like that, but I just am into stuff like that. So I said, my wife's like, we've got to tell the builder right now. It's that time. We got to order the paint for what color we want the siding and what color we want the lower level with the shutters and the door. And I'm like, all right, here's a color palette from Sherwin-Williams. I like this color for the siding. And I think this darker color is going to go well with the shutters and the door. I said, this is amazing. I said, let me show you some pics of this on Pinterest on homes that have already used this. I was like, bam, look at that. Yeah. And even my youngest daughter who's in high school, she was like, oh my goodness, that looks good, Dad. My wife is like, I don't like that. I don't like that gray. I'm like, you don't like that gray siding color? No. I'm like, why? She's like, there's a blue tint to it. I don't want any blue. I told you I didn't want the blue tint. She's like, I really want the house to be white color. I said, well, I don't want the house to be white. There's trees around. It easily gets discolored. I'm like, the gray hides it a little better. I don't want to pressure wash all the time and get, you know, I'm like, I don't want white. We just had white. She's like, okay, so we compromise. You like gray. I said, well, I picked a gray. She goes, but that has a blue tint. I told you I don't want blue. And man, That just did it for me. I'm done. Pick whatever color you want. I mean, I started just being the most royal ass I could be. Here's the color palette. Tell the builder whatever you want, because that's what it comes down to with this house. Whatever you like, whatever you want, it's your way. Just let me know. I'm fine just to live there. I mean, I was just being an amazing husband. Well, then it set her off. Then she starts saying some things that she apologized for saying. So it was rough, man. It was a rough morning. I was not obeying these practical commands of Romans 12, Romans 13. Things I know to do. I got on with my day and I began thinking. I was just like, it's paint colors, Jason. Seriously, in the big scheme of eternity, and with all the freaking problems going on in the world and in our country, and even the stuff that you're dealing with, trying to fight for your health, and just the things going on with my kids that I'm trying just to help them make it into adulthood successfully, be successful adults, and I just want them to be focused on God so bad and to live for Him. I want that. They're not always doing that, you know, and that's part of it, man, parenting. And I'm just like, who cares? Who cares, Jason? She doesn't like that gray. Find a gray she likes. What does it matter? And the way you came across to her, it's ridiculous. You would have never, ever done that if other people were around. Never. Because you're so worried about your image, your reputation, how you appear to others. So I went back to my wife and I apologized. She apologized for something that she said to me that hurt me. And I said, hey, we got to work through this. I said, it's just one more thing. We've done it for 25 years. We get in arguments. We get in fights. Let's work through it. I said, this is honestly stupid. And so we sat down and we picked paint colors that we both like and agree on. Isn't that stupid? Paint color. And literally in my mind, I'm ready just like to end my marriage. You say, come on, Jason. You're just being super emotional. I'm not a super emotional like guy like that. I'm not a drama queen. But I mean, I was like, dude, I can't live with this. And these thoughts, these voices, man, start coming into my mind. They're not godly. They're negative. There's all these ideas and, you know, who cares? Screw it. I don't care. I don't care about my marriage, whatever. Who cares? I believe the enemy pounced in that moment. We got three enemies. I've talked about it before. We got our sinful flesh. We got this evil world system we're living in. You see it all the time. Media, junk. And then we've got the devil and his demons. Well, when I say the enemy pounced at that time, I believe it was spiritual warfare. I believe it was some kind of evil being. Unseen. Ephesians 6:12 stuff. Some demon or demons that know Jason well, that watch me, that monitor me, that know what to get up in my head that's going to do it for me. And it's like those thoughts are in the first person, kind of like it's me thinking them. You say, whoa, you're saying that you think demons could actually implant thoughts into your head? Yeah, I believe that they can influence that and do that somehow. I don't understand all of that, how, but what I see in Scripture and what I deal with in my Christian life, I'm telling you, there was some junk going on that was beyond me. And sure wasn't the Holy Spirit influencing me. And I'm not one to blame the devil and demons for everything. My biggest enemy, I've said it before, is Jason George, my old sinful flesh. I'm my biggest problem. However, there's more going on than meets the eye, you guys. And it was like, bam, bam, bam. And I began to just stop and recognize it. You want to know one of the reasons I was able to stop and recognize it? Is because I started rereading an old book called The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. Let's take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. So, that's what I'm doing. Grizz is back. Got myself a fresh cup of hot coffee, and I grabbed a couple pieces, two little pieces of Godiva dark chocolate. I'm allowed to have a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of sugar with my special diet for Lyme disease. And what's really cool is, man, I get these cravings for like a sweet sugar, chocolate especially. And instead of like splurging on something really big and then I regret it because I'll literally feel hungover. That's what it does to me. I'll just get a little piece of dark chocolate, two pieces typically, not just one. And I'll have that with my coffee, black coffee. And it just does it, man. It gives me my fix. So you might want to try that if you're trying to eliminate the sweets first. It could be a health reason or it could be to lose weight. Get yourself a big bag of like dark chocolate. I like Godiva, but I also like the Dove dark chocolates with a little bit of almonds in it. And man, especially in the evening after dinner, when you kind of are wanting something sweet, I'll make like a small cup of coffee and I'll just grab two pieces of dark chocolate and take little bites of it, sip my coffee, enjoy a good book or listen to a podcast, and it does it. It tells my brain, you've had your fix and I'm good. And some of you are like, no way, I would have to have way more. I need to go seriously get like a peanut butter sundae at Friendly's. I'm like, I'm telling you, dude, just try it. Okay. You can fake your brain out and your stomach out. All right. And I've just kind of rewired, reprogrammed myself like that. And it's, dude, there's results. I mean, I've lost some serious weight over the last few years. So that's just a little side nugget for you. And by the way, the official coffee of the Grizz podcast is still Rove Coffee, R-O-V-E, Rove Coffee. If you've never tried Rove Coffee, I want you to go to rovecoffee.com, R-O-V-E, coffee.com, and order yourself a bag of Rove Coffee. It is incredible. And when you order it, put the promo code Grizz, G-R-I-Z. Let them know that the Grizz sent you, and they're going to give you 20% off your first order. They have a really good blend from Honduras, and then the Colombian dark roast is, I believe that's my favorite that I've had. But they're coming out with new stuff as well. They're based out of the Missouri Ozarks. Two guys that I know that are friends of mine, Joe and Dustin, started Rove Coffee. They're both part of the Grizz tribe. They're both strong believers in Christ, but got struggles just like the rest of us, fighting for their marriage, fighting for their family, fighting to be a better man. And they're doing a great job, man. This is organic fair trade coffee. They love supporting good causes. I've worked with one of the owners, Joe Shear, on doing some mission work down in Central America, helping out a ministry that both of us care about down there. So good guy, solid, man. Support them. Okay, rovecoffee.com. Order yourself a bag or two, whether it's for your family or for your place of work. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. It's solid, good coffee. I'm a coffee snob. Anyway, so Screwtape Letters. That's what I was talking about. And I was talking about how there's more going on than meets the eye. And I was writing about some of that this week. Let me grab my notes. I got my journal and just some paper I was scribbling on this week. I wrote this down, man. The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis is a fascinating read that provides incredible insight into the sobering reality of spiritual warfare and how it impacts the everyday life of Christians, which every believer in Christ encounters in their Christian life. But sadly, most believers are completely unaware or forgetful of this sobering reality. Spiritual warfare is real, and the Bible repeatedly speaks of its reality. And probably, as I said earlier, the most famous passage of Scripture that describes the reality of spiritual warfare is Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, verse 12 in particular, where it says, "For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens." Guys, there is more going on around us and to us than meets the eye. You have real enemies opposing your relationship with God, your faith, your prayer life, your holiness, your selfless love for others, your ministry, etc. They oppose anything and everything that God wants for your Christian life, including you having a good, solid, loving, respectful marriage that goes the distance. They oppose that. They don't want that. Especially us guys that are trying to do something in ministry. They would love to destroy your marriage and your family, because what does that do? It completely undercuts your ministry. Like, do people really want to listen to you at that point? When your marriage, your family is completely falling apart and you're going to try to be like, "Hey, let me tell you how you should be living." And I know that it's not always the husband's fault or the father's fault, but most of the time it is. Leadership rule 101. It's all your fault. Okay, you're the man. You're responsible for all of it. Okay? Own it. Like Jocko says, ownership, baby. Own it. "Well, I didn't do all of it and she said this." Okay, own it. That's your family. That's your marriage. I got to eat a lot of humble pie sometimes. But that's okay. We just celebrated 25 years on June 1st. A lot of humble pie. And I made a ton of mistakes. I do have regrets. There are things I would do way different in my marriage and even in my parenting. And I'm still going to make mistakes. But I got to acknowledge them, face them, go try to make things right. Try to do better. I'm just telling you guys, though, there's more going on. There was more going on up in my head with this whole paint color thing and me ending my marriage than just me. So the Screwtape Letters, it's a fictional story through a collection of letters from an older demon named Screwtape, who is a high-ranking official in Satan's evil demonic regime, and he's writing to his fumbling nephew demon named Wormwood. The whole book is just a collection of letters from an older, more experienced, high-ranking demon named Screwtape, who is writing to his younger nephew, his fumbling nephew demon named Wormwood. It's fascinating. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. What a creative idea C.S. Lewis came up with. I love reading good books. Let me grab a sip of my coffee. But it wasn't always that way. My love for reading began in college. I mean, in middle school and high school, I didn't read books unless I had to. And usually I hated what I was assigned to read by teachers. And I used to say all the time, "I hate reading." That's what a lot of people say. But really, I don't believe that's true. I believe people will enjoy reading when they find the right books. And that's what happened to me. See, my junior year of high school, I was given a choice of like 20 books to choose from for a book report in my English class at my Christian high school. And one of those books on the list was The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. I'm talking to you and drinking coffee at the same time, and I'm ripping into a piece of Godiva dark chocolate right now. Oh, it's in a little heart shape. Aw. Mmm. That's good, man. I got to give my brain and my stomach a fix. So, as I said, one of the books on the list was The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. And at that time, I didn't know anything about The Screwtape Letters. And I didn't know anything about the author, C.S. Lewis. But as I read the brief overview of the book, it interested me more than any other book on the list. So the first time I read Screwtape Letters was my junior year of high school. And I found it fascinating, intriguing, and enlightening, to say the least. But I also found much of the wording difficult to understand. But still, overall, the book left quite an impression upon me. And many years later, after graduating college, I bought my own copy and I read it again. And this time I understood it much better. But some parts were still difficult. And throughout my life, I would say that I have read or listened to, because I have the audio version, listened to The Screwtape Letters about 4 to 5 times. And I'm now reading it again. I started this past week. But this time is different, because instead of merely reading it, I'm studying it. I am using a version or an edition of The Screwtape Letters that is annotated, and I'm taking notes. And what I'm going to attempt to do is I'm going to share what I'm learning from each letter in The Screwtape Letters book here on the Grizz Podcast over the next couple months. I don't know how long it's going to take. And I may take a break from it. I may hit you with an episode where I go on one of my rants about culture, politics. I might rap a song. I don't know what I'm going to do. Sing some more classic rock. But I want to dig into The Screwtape Letters, and I want to share with you guys what I'm learning. There is so much to be gained from The Screwtape Letters, and I believe it's going to help all of us in our Christian lives as we strive to step up and man up in this godless society in which we find ourselves living. So, again, it's a fictional story through a collection of letters from Screwtape to Wormwood. Screwtape is the older, more experienced demon who is a high-ranking official in Satan's evil demonic regime. I believe he's called the Undersecretary. And then there's Wormwood, who is a younger and a far less experienced demon who has just been given his first human, a young man who is referred to as the Patient. He's been given his first human to tempt, distract, corrupt, and eternally ruin. That's what Uncle Screwtape writes to Nephew Wormwood about. It is constant advice and rebuke about what Wormwood needs to do, what he's doing right, what he's doing wrong, what he can do better to basically take this young man out, to tempt him, to distract him, to corrupt him, and to eternally ruin him and bring him into hell. The fictional story takes place in England during World War II. the time period in which the author, C.S. Lewis, found himself living. That's all I'm going to give you for now. Dude, go get yourself a copy of the Screwtape Letters, because the Grizz is about to dig into it, and I would love for you to be digging into it with me. And then I'm going to be coming on here, and with each of these letters, talking about what these demons are doing to take out this young man, and how that basically parallels things in our lives and ways that they might be doing the same in our lives and how we need to respond. Dude, I just think it's fascinating. I think it could be just a really cool series of podcast episodes that I'm going to get a lot out of, and I believe you can get a lot out of too. So that's where I'm planning to go, and I'm making a commitment to you guys, even with all my health issues, even with the workload I've got and family responsibilities, I'm making a commitment to be dropping an episode every single week. That's my goal. I haven't been faithful in doing that. I miss weeks sometimes, and I often have really good reasons, but I made a commitment to myself. I wrote it in my journal today. It's right here in front of me. I said, it doesn't matter how I feel or how I'm doing, I must still drop a weekly podcast episode of the Grizz Podcast. No excuses, Jason. In season and out of season, Jason, you bring it. You bring these guys something that's going to guide, encourage, and equip, that's going to try to lift their spirits in this dark, depressing world that we're living in these evil days. That's why sometimes I just do stupid stuff. I want to try to cheer you up. I want you to laugh. I want you to be motivated. But there may be some weeks when I feel like absolute crap from Lyme disease. And typically I backed out of podcasting on those weeks because I don't want you to hear me like that. Well, now I'm going to just do it anyway. If I'm sick, if I have to throw up, if I've got a headache, I'm just going to do it. Maybe it's shorter. Maybe you're like, man, you sounded rough on that episode. Well, then, good. Welcome to my world. Because every week's not great. Every day's not great. I don't always feel good. Just like you. So raw, real, and relevant, right? That's why I said the Grizz Podcast is going to be. I need to do a much better job at dropping an episode at least once a week. Period. End of discussion. Bottom line. Thank you so much for taking time again to listen to this week's episode of the Grizz Podcast. If you ever like to contact me, introduce yourself, have questions or ideas for the show, whatever. My email is jason@narrowtrail.com, jason@narrowtrail.com. If you would like to become a monthly supporter of the Grizz Podcast for even just $10 a month, that's a big deal. And I appreciate you guys that do that big time. Then you can go to our website, thegrizzpodcast.com, thegrizzpodcast.com, and you can click on where it says give to the podcast. It'll take you to a secure webpage where you can sign up to become a monthly donor. The Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated, which is a legitimate 501c3 nonprofit organization. So what you give, even if it's $10 a month, is a tax-exempt donation. We will send you a record of your giving, and it helps us do what we're doing and keep doing what we're doing and improve what we're doing. And again, all you guys that do give monthly to the Grizz Podcast, really appreciate it. I literally would not be able to do this without that, because it gives me time to say, hey, I'm not going to do the paint job on these days, because these days are dedicated to writing and preparing for the podcast, recording the podcast, editing the podcast, and then publishing the podcast and promoting it, getting the word out that it just dropped on all the social media outlets. I don't have a crew. I don't have a team. I don't hire people to do anything. I don't hire anybody to even check the sound levels and make sure things come out okay. That's all me, man. And that's fine. I'm not complaining. But it's very time consuming. The equipment that we use, we just got some new podcasting equipment. We got a really nice new microphone, podcasting microphone by Shure, S-H-U-R-E. It's nice. It's like a $400 microphone, my friends. Got some new cables, got a new, what's it called? It's, I wanted to call it an equalizer. I don't know what it is. It just helps with the sound levels and all of that. But we wouldn't have that without you guys that give, and just appreciate you. So anyway, that's it, man. Stay focused, stay in the word, stay in prayer. Humble yourself, eat the humble pie if you have to, with your wife, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad, your boss, your business partner, your friend. Go make things right. You know, Romans 12, Romans 13, those practical commands. Honor one another, outdo each other in honoring one another. Man, that's the way, dude, right there. That's the way. I'm out.
Listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.